Hi, my name is Cynthia and I'm 31 years old. I've been living in Australia for almost 4 years. Firstly, my husband and I went to Brisbane, where we spent 2 years, and then we decided to move to a regional area and try to get our permanent residency. Tasmania was the regional which we chose, as this place in my industry would be easier to get the visa than other parts in Australia. I am a pharmacist in Brazil, and when we came to Hobart, I got my degree recognized as a pharmacy technician. At the beginning, I was trying hard, sending my resume by email, and I went to the most of pharmacies around the area. However, it wasn't enough. Despite I have a qualification in Brazil, here in Australia, the health laws are slightly different, and I needed a certain qualification here to start working in a pharmacy. Meanwhile, our lives was happening and we were very committed with the community as we were working as a house sitters. Because of this job, we met many people, and one of those had a close friend who works in a pharmacy field at UTAS. And this person knew someone who works in a department of all pharmacies in Tasmania, who knows many owners of the pharmacy. This lady and I went for a coffee, and since this day we developed our networking. She was helping me hard to get a position as a pharmacy assistant, which is the first level of the pharmacy. And every job vacancies that I saw, I sent to her asking for a recommendation. We tried for 6 months, roughly. And one day, one owner was needing someone, and she recommended me to him. I went for an interview, and I can say this one was the most interesting one so far. During our conversation, he was very frank with me, and telling that to start to work in a pharmacy, I should be interested to volunteer and develop my skills in Australia. I left this place thinking I didn't get this job, but in a couple of days, he called me back offering a volunteer position in order to developing my skills and confidence, and I accepted. I volunteered during 1 week, and then he hired me, giving me 20 hours, which I am allowed to work as I am a student. I have a student visa. I'm really enjoying working there. It's a small pharmacy and I can learn things with no rush. And we are also a small team and everyone helps me in there. I still do a few hours of volunteering as a pharmacy technician, because one day, I'm sure I will get this role. My tips for who is a skilled migrant seeking work is being involved with the community. There are plenty of jobs for volunteering in Hobart and Tasmania, and one of these places should have someone who knows another person who can do a networking with you. And also be open for every opportunity. Develop a good and healthy relationship with everyone. I'm out of my comfort zone because it's not easy, even when it's your field where you were used to work in your country. Working in another country makes you face another language, other laws, lifestyle, culture, and etc. So being patient with the process and with your strengths and your weaknesses. All the best and good luck.